Letter today.
Letter number 33 to Mother Cecilia. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good and reverend mother, I feel the certain hope of finding you in the divine volition, which possesses the fullness of all goods. Therefore, there is no good which I cannot wish you on the beautiful day of your Saint Cecilia. So I wish you the peace of the fiat, that it may make the full day arise in you, always serene, so that the darkness of the night of disturbances and oppressions may have no place. Peace can be called the daylight of God, in which the divine volition forms its day of ever-growing sanctity and ever new graces. Dearest Mother, one single act we do in the divine will is so great as to surpass the greatness of heaven and earth. It encloses immensity, power, and all goods. Therefore, my wish for you is that all your life be a continuous act of divine will. And then you will have love for all, a sanctity which makes up for all and encloses God himself. And when God is with us, what beautiful and good things can we not receive and accomplish? I could not wish anything more beautiful than the peace of the divine will. It will be your guide. It will sustain you and comfort you in the circumstances of life, and also the bitter ones, which never lack. I leave you in the divine volition so that the feast of Saint Cecilia may be more beautiful and may be the echo of the feast of heaven. My sister kisses your right hand and sends her affectionate and sincere wishes, and I, renewing my wishes, kiss your right hand. Most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, November 20th, 1937. Amen, Fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whenever I read these letters, especially the ones that are sent to the sisters, I always remember that Luisa Picaretta, she wanted to be a missionary to go and teach, and then she wanted also to be a sister. And our Lord is so good that he gave her even more. Probably if she was in the convent, she will not be able to teach. But here she is teaching the superiors. And by teaching the superiors, she's teaching basically all the convent, all the nuns, because in turn, these sisters, they will, by learning this way, the superiors, by learning this way of living, they will start teaching to the other nuns. And we know that there are some, there is a community, the Daughters of the Divine Seal, that they live in this way till the day that some of them, they are in Peru. There are convents of the Sisters of the Seal, Sisters of the Seal of the Divine Will in Peru, that they live in this way. And there are other convents, some Carmelites, that they have embraced this way of living. And some of the other communities that the members, in their own way, they have been incorporating this way of life. But again, when I read these letters of Luisa, I always remember that she wanted to be a missionary, a sister, and the Lord gave her even more. And the message that she gives us This letter is from 1937. She's already been formed in the divine will, instructed in the divine will. She knows the divine science very well. She lives in it. And now she's able to convey it. She's able to teach it in a very simple and beautiful way. She gives us the divine will in her letters. She gives us the divine will with no anesthesia. And there is no anesthesia needed. It's very simple. She says this phrase that she writes, referring to the divine will, it says it encloses immensity, power, and all goods. We know that immensity and power, they are attributes of God. No beginning, no end. And the divine will is the source of all goods. God wants to give us that source. He wants to possess us that source, to be able to embrace him also in that way, basically to be able to love him as he will love himself, as he loves us. Because without this source, the divine will, we will not be able to love God in the way he is to be loved. Therefore, it will be unjust. We will always be giving to God little tiny pieces, crumbs. And he deserves to be loved with his own love in a perfect way. So only with the possession of this gift, we will be able to arrive to that justice, to do justice to God. And Luisa Picarreta also mentions that our life has to be, or when she mentions this to this Reverend Mother, therefore, my wish for you is that all your life be a continuous act. What we were talking about before, that the difficult part of living in this way is to have a continuous act in the divine will, to always remain in that mode of operation. Whether we have discomfort, difficult circumstances, because this is the thing that we experience. There are some people that when things are going well, they don't remember. Because everything is going well, is going fine. And they always only remember when things are going bad. They remember God when things are going bad. Then there is other group of people that they only thank God when things are going good. And they remember God when things are going their way and everything is good. But when things, they encounter difficulties, circumstances, they forget about God. They become angry with God. They turn against God. They reject God. Why me? Why this illness? And Luisa Picarreta, in a very simple and with no anesthesia again, it tells us in all circumstances, it has to be a continuous act. Our way of living in the divine will, we're telling these Reverend Mothers, and If she were today here, teaching us, probably she will tell each one of us. Your way of life in the divine will has to be a continuous act. Whether you feel it or not, whether you feel like or not, whether you encounter happiness, whether you encounter difficult circumstances, whether it is hot or cold, in every circumstance. St. Paul will tell us probably the same message now in a different way. Who could separate us from the will of God, from doing acts in the will of God? Nakedness, illness, persecution, hunger. See how everything is all connected, the same message, but now the new thing is that we know now everything without any veils. Basically, we see things as they are. If we use a scripture and the Book of Heaven, the writings of Luisa Picaretta, of course, they don't belong to private revelation, but they contain the doctrine of the divine will. We can see what the other saints, they were trying to say, but now we see everything with no veils. So for us, everything has to be a continuous act in the divine will. And to offer everything to those who have the tendency to abandon prayer and abandon their acts in the divine will when things are going bad, I will tell you, go and read volume 2, March 31st, 1899. That's my advice to you. And the other part that Luisa Picaretta mentioned that is very important in a very simple way, she says that this sanctity makes up for everything else. And then you will have love for all. A sanctity that makes up for all and encloses God himself. Here we can interpret this, let's interpret this, or let's look at this in a personal way. In living this way, it will make up for all the things that we should have done, each one of us personally, and we have not done it, or we didn't do it in the past. But this is our opportunity to make up first of all for ourselves. And then, as we continue to live in this way, then hopefully, or this is what our Lord promises, that everybody will benefit. There is a private revelation given to Maria Valtorta. Our Lord tells Maria Valtorta, you have to make up first for your own for yourself. And it says, and also for those of your household, for your own people. You have to pray for you and for them first, Maria. And then the more you live in this way, then of course you will embrace everything. And when we start living in this way, first of all, it begins with us, with me. Remember, thy will be done on earth, this clay. And then from there, as I continue to live more and more in union with his will, it will expand to others. Because remember, it begins. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It's so tiny, but then it grows and grows, becomes a bush. Then the birds of the sky, they come and they feed. It's a little tiny seed that begins, but it's in us. So, first of all, it begins with those simple acts. And then it will make up for all the things that we have not done, for our own incapacity. So the Lord will supply. And then from there, he will do, and he will expand. Then he will be able to make us, to make of us a saint, of each one of us, to make a saint of in the divine will. This is the way Luisa Picarreta is teaching. It's very simple, very straightforward. It's so simple that you don't even feel the pain, with no anesthesia. So let us ask our Lord Jesus that through her intercession, through the intercession of the little daughter of the divine will, we may also be able to possess his will operating in us, that we may be able to embrace God in our souls, that God may be able to fulfill his wish in each one of us, making us saints for the praise and glory of his name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever.